We're live on WBGO, live down in the performance studio after listening to a song from Abby Lincoln and a song from Miriam Makeba, two of the three women, along with Odetta, who figure at the heart of a show called Sing the Truth. It's been in the works and working around the world for some years now, but this year especially, it's been traveling. I remember it opening at the Montreal Jazz Festival this summer, and this Sunday at 3, it's going to be playing at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center, right up the street from WBGO. Angelique Kidjo and Liz Wright and Diane Reeves are all going to be performing in a great band that features Jerry Allen. Jerry is with us today. Angelique is with us today. Liz is with us today to talk about this show, to talk about singing, and to talk about the truth. Angelique.
Yeah, the truth.
How did you get into this?
Well, how do I get into this? The whole idea started with Danny Capilian that wanted us to do a show with last 2 years ago with Nina Simone's daughter to pay tribute to Nina Simone, and with Liz and Diane we start with Liz Simone, and we just fell in love with one another. I mean, it's just like it's too good for us to stop it right here. We have to expand it. We have to pay tribute to all those magnificent and generous women that came before us that sing the truth before we get in, and we have to continue carrying the truth.
And Liz, too, I mean, I was there at the Carnegie Hall concert that was a tribute to Nina Simone, and, mm-hmm. and the finale of this concert was phenomenal. Four women, and you were one of the four women, and Tracy Chapman and Simone, and then Odetta was Peaches.
Yes.
And that's one of the most blood-curdling, climactic shouts I have ever heard in a concert was her screaming, my name is Peaches.
Same for me.
It blew the roof off of Carnegie Hall.
It did. It was a huge night in my life and career to stand beside Odetta. And you're right, there was nothing short of blood-curdling that moment when she shouted Peaches. And I began to really reimagine the life that can be put into one word at a time. And I feel very blessed to be here, just representing the lineage and learning as much as I can. I definitely have a career, but I certainly feel like this has been a tremendous workshop on wheels for me. So I've had a great time touring with my sisters, Angelique and Diane, and in the company of such great musicians as Jerry Allen and Terry Lynn Carrington and James Genus, Manyungo Jackson. It's really been a beautiful experience.
Yeah, and it really brings together music, especially of these American women, but women from around the world, from Africa too, and they embodied that. Odetta embodied American music from the blues and then some all around the world.
Absolutely.
And they also brought in these other musics, and Miriam Makeba was the spirit of of protest in Africa for generations.
Absolutely, for decades, I have to say. And I met Odetta a couple of years back when we were doing the show at Radio City Hall for the blues, and she gave me kind of a sense of recognition of what we're doing and also the peace that you have to be in to be able to do this. Mm. Because there's so much injustice. There's so much we can talk about. And you have to do it with grace. You have to do it with love. Mm. You have to do it with passion. And hate have to be out of that. Mm. And that's one thing that I felt a lot with Odetta being in the room. The way that she has to bring all of us together, knowing, playing the role of mama for us. I mean, the nurturing mother and that want to guide us in our life to do this and doesn't want us to feel the pain and the struggle she's been through, but still let us understand that that struggle is very much important to be able to tell the truth.
It's interesting mm-hmm. that you say that. I've always felt that when you're angry, you have to say it out loud and somebody's got to hear it. Otherwise, it stays inside of you.
And it eats you up.
Exactly. Exactly. And I remember as a kid listening to the Freedom Now suite, and there was that prayer protest piece that Abby sang with Max Roach, and when she got into the protest, she's screaming, and I was playing it loud, and people came from next door thinking somebody was being attacked, and I said, somebody is being attacked. That's what she's being here. That anger that came out of her, and like you say, you can't live that every day, but you have to get it out of you.
In order to do your art well, you gotta get that anger out before it eats you up and remove all compassion, all light and all love from you. And you cannot be a singer or a musician, leave it on those verge of anger and hate. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
And still you gotta sing some love songs from time to time.
love song comes with anger too, because sometimes you're hurt.
That's true.
If you don't know pain, you don't know love.
If you don't know the blues, I mean, that's where the blues comes from.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yes, 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 yes. You want to hear us? Can we hear a song? What do you want to sing first? Who wants to sing first?
Go ahead, Angelique.
I'll let you go do that.
All right.
Liz, right here with Jerry Allen on WBGO.
I'm going to pay a simple tribute to Mahalia Jackson. How I got over. How I got over my Lord. My soul looked back and it wonders how I made it over. Well, as soon as I see Jesus, he's the one who died for me. He's the one who bled and suffered. He hung on Calvary. I'm gonna thank him for how he taught me. Gonna thank the Lord for how he brought me. Thank him 'cause he kept me. Thank him 'cause he never left me. Oh, how I got over. How I got over my Lord. My soul looks back and it wonders how I made it over.
I'll just keep it short.
You can go all you want.
Who tell you we're tired of
listening? You know, if you want another verse, I can throw
yeah, it in. Go for it.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna wear a diadem in that new Jerusalem. I'm gonna walk some streets of gold over in the homeland of the soul. I'm gonna view the host in white who travel both day and night, coming up from every nation on the way to the great coronation. Oh, how I got over. How I got over my Lord. My soul looks back and it wonders how I made it over.
Wow.
Y'all.
Liz Wright is here on WBGO. You know what? That reminded me of the 60s when we used to listen to music on headphones. And I have headphones on, and you're listening to John Coltrane or whoever, and the music just goes through you. It's, you're not just listening with your ears anymore. And you were doing mm-hmm. There were these tremors in your voice that just, I mean, I can see it in you, Angelique.
Gives you a chill.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm still feeling it. It's just, you know, it's wonderful.
That's the gift of God.
And Mahalia could do that. And I heard her singing like that. And again, it's another Carnegie Hall blow the roof off thing. You figure like the voice just goes right up to heaven and you go along with it. Yes, yes. When you heard Miriam Makeba, you felt that too?
Well, Miriam Makeba came to my life as a teenager when I was struggling with a lot of, I won't call it hate, a lot of jealousy and hurt. I was 12 years old and walking back from school, and out of nowhere, some school girls and boys start throwing stone, sand, spitting on me, calling me prostitute because I was singing. Because when you sing in traditional music, it's a different story because it's the oral tradition you're passing on the history. And when you're a little kid, because I started singing, I was 6 years old, everybody find it cute. So now when you start getting to adolescent life and you're marriable, they don't find it that correct because people just because sex, drug, and rock and roll have made its way all the way to the people's imagination in Africa, where when you start performing on stage with what the older people call instruments of evil, which are drums, guitar, and all those things that they don't know, they put you in that category of being a prostitute. And I remember coming back home crying, and I burst home and I said to my, I'm like screaming off my head, say, I'm not singing anymore. Why are people treating me like that? And I was lucky enough that the mother of my mother was home, and she just jumped and see me covered with all those spit. She thought first that I was hurt. And then she come to me and cleaned me up and sat me down, give me a glass of water and said, okay, now, let me hear why you are telling me that you're not going to sing anymore. And I told her what happened. And then she said to me, I have a piece of advice for you. When you're doing something that makes you happy, don't mind what people think. You cannot please and love everybody, and it goes both ways. If you let people decide your faith, you're always going to be the toy of somebody. Mm-hmm. We love you. We supported you in this house. We know who you are. We know the person you are. We don't mind what people think. Mm-hmm. If you want to sing, it's your decision. If you decide not to sing, it's your decision. It's not because somebody have called you different names that you're going to take that as an excuse and step out of singing. If you want to sing, go right ahead. And that same week, somebody brought an album from Miriam Makeba. And it's just like, because the first black woman I've seen in the cover, apart from male coming home all the time, was Aretha Franklin. So for me, you have to be American and black and sing. Being an African and black and sing, for me, was something that never came to me apart from the traditional women in my village that sang songs to me. So Miriam Makeba came in, and I said to myself, she made a career out of singing. Went out of Africa, even though she's living in exile, she has been touching people's soul beyond this continent. If she can do it, I surely can do it.
And the amazing thing is, if you really think about it, people don't realize, people don't look at geography anymore and study the world beyond America half the time. But they don't realize that you came from a completely different corner and culture of Africa than she did.
Absolutely.
Different languages, different
Absolutely.
Music.
Completely.
And yet, same heart in a way. I mean,
Absolutely.
Where you were singing was from the same place.
Absolutely. Because the music, what music does in Africa is that we don't have all those setup of doing going to concerts. Concert is a concept that comes with colonization. When it comes to music, we just bring the drums out and we start playing and people come together. People that haven't seen each other for months, weeks, come together and it gives us the opportunity to celebrate our own history and the history of our ancestors. And somebody would throw in, oh, by the way, my daughter have a daughter or have a boy. Oh, and then everybody celebrate the new life that come to the community. And music is always part of the daily life. The thing that link all of us together. And when she came in with her music from South Africa, I felt that link. Through her voice, I felt the struggle of South African. And I didn't know about the apartheid till I was 15. And that's how bad it is in Africa, that the colonizers have succeeded cutting us from one another, that we don't know each other and we don't know our history at all. And for me, it triggers my activism. It triggers my will to do something about it. And I decided to be a human rights lawyer. And I've been to a law university, and I realized that law don't serve justice. If you have money, you go walk away. And for me, the reason why I wanted to be a human rights lawyer was to defend every single human being, despite the language, despite the color, for this not to happen anymore anywhere in the world. And I just decided that with the law, I can't do that. So I turned to music, and Miriam Makeba just bring me to the right path to do this.
In all protest movements through the years, sometimes it just takes a noise to get people to look at you and hear what you're talking about.
Exactly.
And music is the joyful noise.
Absolutely.
You know?
It is. And it's what thing, talk to people. If you look at any totalitarianism regime, the first thing they remove are arts in general. Music, painting, books. Why? Because if you are educated and you can read and understand what is at stake, they can mess up with your brain. And if you listen to music, you are more powerful. Music is the only thing that people decide to listen to anytime they decide to do so. They don't listen to any speech of any president. They listen to music to gather the courage to do what they have to do on a daily basis. It nourishes the soul, and they pass on to the next generation. And that's why I say we musicians, we have so much power that we have to be careful with what we do with it. How do we serve as a role model for the next generation? The young kids today that are listening to us, they have to know that when you do something, it comes with consequences or it has a reward. Use music wisely and positively with love and compassion to other fellow human beings, and you get everything you want done in the world.
The thing is, musicians have been warriors. Artists have been warriors. I've met musicians in Poland who were playing this music way against the communists. And then you think about what Fela was doing in West Africa and how the politicians went crazy because he was having a greater impact on people than they were.
I mean, let's talk a little bit because you brought Fela back. When he did the song Zombie,
oh,
it even affected us in Benin.
Yeah.
Because what was happening is that people were already under that pressure. Everything you say wrong and bad, the police will beat the crap out of you and throw you in jail. So here comes Zombie. And then you see the people will stand in front of the policeman and say, you are Zombie, because you can't think with your brain. You're just taking order, and you are molesting us, we that you're supposed to protect. And it drives them crazy because they couldn't do nothing, and they come out protesting with no stone, no gun, just one song. And that's why they break his. I mean, they do so much stuff to Fela. He could have left Africa, live in America or Europe, but he said to fight for my people, I have to be in the country.
Yeah.
And music gave him so much power. His music was his AK-47, and man, the government, it goes under their skin, and they couldn't take it anymore.
The world doesn't know who those politicians were, but the moment you said Zombie, I could feel it in my hips. You know, I could feel that groove of that song.
Zombie no go go unless you tell him to go.
Yeah.
Zombie no go walk unless you tell him to walk.
Yes.
And if they were singing that in front of the police, they're like, they're holding their gun. They can't do nothing.
We're here live at WBGO, live with Liz Wright and Angelique Kidjo, and Jerry Allen is here. They're performing in Sing the Truth. It's going to be at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center, right up the street from Jazz 88, on a Sunday afternoon at 3, along with Diane Reeves. They'll be celebrating some great women of song and women of the world, way beyond that. And Liz sang How I Got Over. Let's hear something from you, Angelique.
I'm going to sing Talking About Revolution of Tracy Chapman, because she's one of those wonderful writers from America. And we live in a times where there are a lot of trouble. Or we go through the peaceful revolution, or we clash. Something has to be done. Mm-hmm. Don't you know they're talking about revolution sounds like a whisper? Don't you know they're talking about revolution sounds like a whisper while they're standing welfare lines, crying out the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion? Don't you know they're talking about revolution sounds like a whisper? Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, 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 run? Talking about revolution, 'cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about revolution, oh no. Talking about revolution, oh, why they're standing welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around talking about revolution. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Talking about revolution. Finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about revolution, oh no. 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 Oh, She's great, huh?
Yes, indeed. Jerry Allen at the piano with Angelique Kidjo here on WBGO performing Sunday at 3. NJ Pack, Sing the Truth is the show with Liz Wright and Diane Reeves, celebrating especially Abby Lincoln and Miriam Makeba and Odetto. Let me ask you one other question, Angelique. You've been to Salvador de Bahia, have you?
Oh, many times.
Because, you know, in the one of the many tragedies of the whole slave trade was that people lost their connection to where they came from and what people they came from in Africa. But Benin shows up in Bahia.
Absolutely.
You see identical images in the in the arts and crafts and things.
And in, there are some words from my country that you find in Brazil. For example, in terms of culinary stuff, they have a thing something called vatapá.
Oh yes.
Which is the food that is cooked when we are doing a traditional baptism for a child from my village. And it's only at that period of time that they cook that to feed people that come and celebrate the birth of the child. You have acarajé, which are the white beans beignet. And it comes from Benin, and akara is in Yoruba. That's the name of it. And je means eat. You buy it and you eat it up on the spot because it's too hot. And if you don't eat it hot, you get don't digest very well. Karuru, all of those meal come from Benin. And one thing that also come from Benin is the candomblé. So when they are possessed, the first time I've been there, I met a babalawo. And he was telling me, we have a Majesty Saint here that was very big, and she passed away, and we have been struggling with something that she's singing we don't understand. And he sung the song. And I translated the song to him, and then he explained to us that the God that she carries, every time she's entranced to be possessed by that God, you have Oshun that comes in and said, I like your spirit too much, why not me? I want to take the step. I'm going to be there. And the song that she was singing basically was to tell him, I love you too, but I don't belong to you. You can come to me anytime, but this time is just my time with my guiding spirit that come through that God. So when I translate to God, the guy, he has goosebumps. He said, exactly, that's what happened. He didn't tell me before I told him the story. And that's just the connection, because she was singing in Yoruba. When she was possessed, she sing clear and crystal clear in my language.
You can have so many spiritual experiences in so many different places. When I was there, so many weird things were happening to me. I'm not kidding. Someone took me to a candomblé priest who chanted and things, and then he said, you're all right now. Xangô is watching out for you.
Now you're lucky.
And nothing bad ever happened to him. It'd be raining on everybody else. There'd be a sunbeam on me. I am not kidding. It was amazing.
I believe that. You know, if Xangô is watching over you, it's because your spirit has something that attracts him. Because Xangô is the god of justice. And he just doesn't like thief, liar, anything that really have double mouth. He will strike at any time at anyone that is trying to hurt a community or somebody out of injustice. So you're lucky to have, but he's also really difficult to carry. So if he's watching up after you, don't mess up. I'm telling you right now.
He was okay. I mean, the engine would not turn over on the bus until I set foot on it. The moment my foot set on the step, the engine
turned over
and everybody went, thank you, Xangô.
I'm
not kidding.
It is true. I mean, the thing is, the perception people have from the Voodoo religion is so wrong because of all the propaganda that have been done with Hollywood. But I always ask people, how many human beings the Voodoo religion have killed versus Christianism? We don't come with the Bible in one hand and the gun in the other and kill people.
No.
We tell people, live your life, respect nature, do what you have to do to be happy, but don't touch a life. That's the principle of Voodoo religion, but you don't see it like that. People don't believe it like that.
I was just thinking that on the way over here, that there's not enough innocence in the world, because everywhere we go and everywhere we are, all of us, in some way, we've done something.
Anyway, yeah, it's true.
You know, so Liz, let me ask you about when your record, in 27 years here, every once in a while a record comes along that's like a thunderbolt, and we all play it, and we all go nuts, and the audience loves it. And Salt was like that, your record.
Mm.
But when you came out with your second record, you didn't do Salt 2.
Right.
You went back like to much more of your gospel roots, and then you went this way, and then you went that way, and it's all you.
Yeah.
That's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But do you have the common denominator?
It's my voice.
Okay.
It's my heart. I love music so deeply and like an absolute fool. And I have such a hard time picking a straight path in order to create a sellable brand. I truly love music. And I feel like my life, even in my 30 years, has crossed so many different subcultures in America, so many different stories in history between my family and my friends and my relationship with the world, that I enjoy pulling up a certain set of stories at a time and literally being the curator of my work. And this is also not new, because Odetta did this. She understood the classical approach. She would sing old traditional American folk songs. She would sing work songs. And, yeah, she would sing spirituals. And, you know, she was a part of the music of protest as well. And Nina Simone, the same. So I am not doing anything new. Perhaps I'm the only one, or one of the few today who, you know, has the what you'd call maybe recklessness to sing anything I really want. But it's truly because I love music and because I really respect my country as a meeting of so many cultures. And yeah, I have my hands on so many little places. I just like to sing it.
Shirley Caesar was on with me one day, and she was saying, nope, there's gospel and there's jazz, and I don't do this. There's blues and there's gospel. They're never the twain shall meet. I'm going like,
you know,
it
what?
Really comes from the same place.
I know. She doesn't. I mean, I love her because I grew up listening to Shirley, but I have to say, you know, a lot of what I heard the old mother sing in church, in my father's church, I heard it after I left church, and then people were suddenly calling it the blues. Same changes. A lot
exactly.
of the same melodic figures. I mean, I know these tones. I grew up on these. And so, yeah, I guess it depends on where you stand.
Same hearts, same souls.
Yeah.
Right, right?
Yeah.
You're going to sing something together, the two of you, right?
Yeah.
Angelique Kidjo and Liz Wright. It's just great meeting you today, because I haven't met either of you, and now I feel like I've known you forever.
Yeah, that's what music
I mean?
Does to you.
That's
yeah.
what music does to you sometimes. Please, whip some out again here
yeah,
alive.
Yeah, I'm going to pay tribute to the queen of soul,
mm-hmm.
Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
Toba fe ifemi Toba shorogao Ma cheberu amore watoromi Iwani feminine why amore
Oh, I do declare I wanna see you with it. Stretch out your arms, little one, you're gonna get it. Cause I love you, yeah.
Baby, 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 I love you. Ain't no doubt about it, baby, I love you.
Baby, baby, baby,
I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, baby, I love you.
Well, if you wanna kiss me, go right ahead, I don't mind. All you got to do is stretch your fingers, baby, snap 'em, cause you know I'll come running. I ain't lying, oh no.
Oh, mo fe kogba, ife niña lola, to what to say, o mone wakba ife. Cause I love you, child. Baby, 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 I love you.
Ain't no doubt about it, baby, I love you.
Hey. Baby, 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 I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, baby, I love you. And you go out to my fellow side of my love. Wafi mi silo kimasuku.
Well, if it's all the same to you, baby, I'm gonna stop you from saying goodbye.
Baby, I love you. Baby, baby, I love
baby,
you.
I need you.
Baby, baby, I love
you. I got
you.
To have you.
Baby, baby, I love you.
Baby,
I love you. Baby, baby, I love you. Baby, baby, I love you. Baby, baby, I love you. I love you. Baby, baby, I love you. Baby, baby, I love you. Baby, baby, I love you.
Hey, hey, I love you.
Baby, baby, I love you. Baby, baby, I love you. Baby, baby, I love you. I love you. Baby, baby, I love you. Baby, baby, I love you. Baby, baby, I love you. I love you. Baby, baby, I love you. Baby, baby, I love you. Baby, baby, I love you. I love you.
We're live and lively indeed here on WBGO. Michael Bourne with you, and I'm joined today by Liz Wright and Angelique Kidjo. They're performing with Diane Reeves and Sing the Truth. It's this Sunday at 3 at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. You've been traveling around the world doing this show, and it keeps on going, right? You're going to keep on going, or will you?
Oh, we intend to.
And make a record, right?
We intend to, too.
Lovely.
All right, all right.
We're going to have fun.
You know, the thing is, I got to tell you, I hear singers trying to sound like Aretha. They try to do the things that she only can do, right? She's unique. But you cats can do it, you know? I mean,
yeah, ourselves, we're paying tribute to her in our own right with our talent.
And exactly.
There's no need to be Aretha. She's around, and we
Aretha
love
Franklin.
Her so much.
And
is that it? See, that's the idea.
Now she's got to stay there, continue inspiring us. Why do you want to mimic her? Come on.
The whole thing we try to talk about in jazz is like you're being yourself, is trying to find your own sound.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you, Jerry Allen. Can I get you to come over here and talk? Because that's your thing, too. I mean, to find your own way. I mean, 10,000 piano players, but there's only one that sounds like you. There's only one that sounds like Oscar Peterson. And that's the way it works, right? You learn from who you love.
That's right. And it's such a, an inspiration to hear these women talk about their influences. Because it's the same, you know, it's the same process. For me, you know, you find inspirations through great pianist, but you want to find your way of expressing who you are.
Here you are in a celebration of women in this show especially, and the last time I remember we talked was in Kansas City when you were filming with Robert Altman and you were playing Mary Lou Williams, who is the icon of women in jazz.
That's right, yes. She's such a great inspiration, and she continues to be a person that you know, she signaled the way in many ways in terms of just decades of continuing to reinvent herself as the music transitioned. And she was certainly one of the people that really led the way through many of these different shifts in the music. And, you know, today, you know, we find like a real resurgence of religious music under the jazz under the language, within the language of jazz. And she certainly was one of those people that continues to inspire that direction for me, particularly.
Speaking of religion, so many of the songs you play on your new album are carols. They come from the church, and yet they also have a universal feeling, just like the blues or just like every other kind of music that's great. And you call it, what's the title of it?
It's A Child Is Born. And it's Thad Jones's, you know, his iconic piece. You know, it's such an appropriate, piece to have as a part of the Christmas canon, you know.
But it also means something to you as a mother besides.
Well, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Will you play something for us? You're going to be playing tomorrow. Tell us about tomorrow. You're going to be playing at the Bethany Baptist Church with some friends, right?
Right. I'm very excited to be celebrating, all together with the community, the Bethany Baptist community. And people are coming out to participate in a Christmas concert. Some wonderful musicians have come from many different parts of the country to share in this moment. And we'll be doing quite a lot of the music from this Christmas record. So I want to say, you know, thank you to, you know, Dorthon Kirk, who's really a big part of the way that the fact that this is kind of lifting off the ground, and to Reverend Howard, who's invited us to come and be there.
I'm inviting you to play something from it, please.
Thank you.
We're live on Jazz 88, and here's the wonderful Jerry Allen. Sherry Allen at the piano live here on WBGO. You didn't know this, but when I was a boy soprano, that's the song I always sang. You know, Chelsea's Deo. We're live here on WBGO. Angelique Kidjo and Liz Wright with us. They're going to be performing along with Diane Reeves Sunday at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. Jerry Allen in the band with musical director Terry Lynn Carrington, James Genus, Munyongo Jackson. Again, tomorrow, Jerry Allen and friends will be playing some of those songs from Jerry's album, A Child Is Born, and then some at the Bethany Baptist Church. And then again, Sunday, the celebration of Abby Lincoln and Odetta and Miriam Makeba. They've been singing this for a while, including in Detroit. We broadcast this concert from the Detroit Jazz Festival a while ago, and here's a grand highlight. So when I was in Brazil, I almost drowned three times. And I kept thinking, this is a little weird. I should never swim again. And I have not ever since. This is 20-some years ago. And then other things kept happening to me. I got mugged. And I went to hear Lenny Andrade sing. And I heard glass shatter. And I looked around and there was chunks of glass in me. And everybody was making jokes about me being cursed. We get to Bahia, we get to Salvador, and my best friend was on the trip, mother of my daughter, and she says to the guy, Michael is possessed. And he goes, okay, takes me to a stevedore. Guy works on the dock, but also is a candomblé priest. He's got his little shrine to Iemanjá there. Takes us into his kitchen. It looked like a kitchen from the 1950s, you know, with formica and everything. This cat sat down, he threw these shells, chanted in Yoruba. And he said, okay, there's a bad spirit. Not of a bad person. He's just not very strong, and he likes you, and he's playing tricks on you, and then he can't get you out of it. And I said, okay. But when he throws these shells, he starts telling me things about myself that are very detailed and intimate, not sort of generic things a gypsy might pull out of, you know. This was like, how do you know that? And then, what do I do? And he says, you're all right, and now you're being watched over by Xangô. And then all that stuff started happening. I'm not kidding. The beam of sunlight in the rain. And then I get on the plane to fly back to Rio, and I'm the last one on. They says, I'm sorry, sir, we've filled up the plane. And I said, I have to catch the plane to get to my connection to New York. And a guy stands up and said, take my seat, and walked off. I said, thank you, Xangô. But here's the real twist. The priest even told me, you know, when you get back, you should have a B-12 shot out of these cowrie shells, a B-12. I go back to the doctor when I get back, and he says, I think you need a B-12 shot. The world, we will never know everything that's out there.
So we have that too. Do you want to end on that?
Yeah, we can go into the blues hour with that.
Okay.
We'll talk some more and then we'll play that at the top. And then I got an Odetta blues and then, you know, I got
it. We'll go in the blues hour with that. Perfect. All right.
So I can talk up to the top.
Your sister is the worst thing that ever can happen to you. You always give her love and she
go around and take the men from anything like that. She's getting a guy, the sister come in and take the boy. And that's what exactly what happened to her, and she decided to go far away. And the school has come in and said, okay, now, you give, and she takes the boy.
And the credit. Thank God. Just Mike go out there. Downs,
give to people you don't know.
Engineer.
Then I bring back your. And then she went out.
David Towson also helped out with fixing some technical problems.
You,
Danny, me, Danny Papillion.
Don't ask me. I grew up here. I stopped asking questions because you don't want something.
Becca Pulliam for making this audio available. Thursday.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you. So we got about 3 minutes left. I'm actually gonna have to fade out, so it might be a little awkward. So just beware.
All right. I'm used to being awkward. 40 years on the radio, I'm still awkward. Montreal was the first of this tour. That's my favorite jazz festival in the world. This will be my 20th year going up there. The audience up there is just amazing. And you had probably the greatest audience in the world. I've known Diane for years. I was there at Carnegie Hall, her first performance, right? And it was one of those nights where she walked on stage. Nobody knew who she was. And 20 minutes in, you knew that a star is born. You could just feel it. It was just all there. And it was wonderful. Ever since you said Vata Pa, I've been hungry now. I mean, I want to be on that beach. That's where I had it the last time. The one right down below the elevator. That's from the Detroit Jazz Festival. The Best of Us, Rhonda Hamilton, was hosting that wonderful broadcast. And they're playing on Sing the Truth with Liz Wright and Angelique Kidjo and Diane Reeves. They're going to be Sunday, 3 o'clock at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center, right up the street from Jazz 88 in the heart of downtown Newark, 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, celebrating especially as they were just singing Abby Lincoln and Odetta and Miriam Makeba and Jerry Allen at the piano. Let me ask you, when you put the show together, is it different every time, or do you have one? I know you have lots of songs you could sing.
We have so much song, it's ridiculous.
So before the show, do you sit down and go like, let's do this and this and this and this?
Sometimes we do that, but this show gonna be the same one that we did last time in LA.
Okay.
And next year we're gonna figure out if you have time to throw some song in it because we still have some song from Etta James, so many people. I mean, I just Mahalia, have Mahalia, DeFranco, DeFranco, Nona Hendrix, Lauren Hill. I mean, it's just like nonstop. So. Just God. I mean, yeah, come on.
She has so many women. We are singing ourselves our way into this lineage that we fall into of truth tellers, storytellers, and yet we are giving credit to our contemporaries who we feel are doing the same. That's a wonderful opportunity to.
It's a continuum.
Respect.
Yes.
And you're continuing.
We are.
And when you say next year, that means you're going to be doing this some more.
Yeppers.
Oh, of course. I'm planning to. If God give me the health and all of us. Yeah, we be round and round the corner beeping at people.
Thanks to Danny Kapilian. He's the producer, and he's been there from the beginning.
He always
this
come
thing
up with
together.
Good ideas, that
there
guy.
You go.
He
there
never
you
stop.
Go.
I think that he sleep every night and go, okay, my brain is working on something. He called me sometime and go, I have this. I'm like, hold up. We haven't done with Sing the Truth yet. Come on. Give me a break. Let me absorb this, and then we go to another project.
He is brilliant and all about the music.
Loves music so much. Yeah. His son loves music. He can play drums. Can you believe it? He's 6 years old, and he has perfect timing. That is sickening.
That's it. It's, sometimes when you play music and make music, you lose your age. You lose everything about yourself. You lose yourself, and then you are part of everything.
Absolutely. When you do music, you never age. That's a good thing.
There you go. I should play more music. I just turned 65, and I want to be 15 again. Give me some drums. Anyway, thanks to Michael Downs and David Tallingson and Simon Rentner, the broadcast producer. Becca Pulliam, we thank for she put together and produced for Jazz Ed and that broadcast from Detroit. And Thurston Briscoe, the executive producer here at WBGO Newark.